Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. For those of you that are new to this program, what I'm doing is an alphabetical presentation of some of the artists. And I started on the 9th of September last year, and I'm in the K's, and specifically with Jimmy Nepper now, trombonist. I'm going to start this section on Jimmy Nepper in a different way, because I think artists who do something for other artists is a statement of the quality as well as their ability to play whatever they play or sing whatever they sing. In 1939, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer wrote a beauty called I Thought About You. And in Los Angeles in 1954, Billie Holiday and pianist Bobby Tucker did this.
Took a trip on the train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really got blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you, thought about you, thought about you.
And that's Billie Holiday and Bobby Tucker in Los Angeles, September 1954. And as I said in reflecting on Nepper, he chose to do that which you just heard, except he was going to play the melody on his trombone. And the pianist Nico Bunnik is with him. They're in the Netherlands. It's August 1979 for Daybreak Records. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Nepper on trombone and Nico Bunnik on piano. 1979 in the Netherlands, Daybreak Records. And I Thought About You, written by Jimmy Van Heusen in 1939. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from Jimmy Nepper's introductory album for Bethlehem Records came in September of 1957. He, with his trombone, chose Gene Roland to play the trumpet and to sing, Bob Hammer, my friend, on piano, Teddy Kotick bass, and Danny Richman on the drums.
Christmas and a diamond ring, great big long fishtail cat and everything. Oh, love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Thank you.
Thank you.
The Jimmy Nepper Quintet, September 1957, an introductory album for Bethlehem Records of him. With him, Gene Roland, trumpet and vocal, Bob Hammer on piano. And you can hear Bob Hammer the second, third, fourth, and sometimes fifth Thursday of the month at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant in Pioneer Square in Seattle. I know because I'll be sitting next to him and trying to sound as close as I can to Mr. Nepper's sound. Teddy Kotick on the bass and Danny Richmond. I paused a little bit there because Kotick's coming up on the program later on. Being in the K's. And Danny Richmond, as I said, playing the drums. The Jimmy Nepper Quintet, 1957, for Bethlehem. G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You, Don Redman and Andy Razaf did that. And Roland sang it. Close as the pages of a book, a beauty, written by Sigmund Romberg. And Irresistible You, also incredible, written by pianist-composer Gene DePaul. Jimmy Nepper, 1957, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now, Jimmy Nepper's long association being in the orchestras of Gil Evans comes on now for a couple. This is an album that Gil Evans did with vocalist Helen Merrill, and I chose two selections for you that include work on the trombone by Nepper. The album is by Emercy Records, and the date is 1987.
at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Jimmy Nepper playing in the orchestra of Gil Evans, 1987, for Emercy Records, in support of Helen Merrill singing. Gil Evans, of course, doing the arranging. Where Flamingos Fly, John Benson Brooks, and People Will Say We're in Love from 1943, Oklahoma, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. Jimmy Nepper's association with Charlie Mingus, I recommend. There's lots of material out there. I brought a rare thing that they did together for Candid Records, done in 1960. Mingus put it together, got these people. And it's an interesting combination of sort of the older school and the younger school, the seasoned and the rebels sort of thing. And Nepper is here on trombone of the young group. Roy Eldridge is here to play his trumpet. Eric Dolphy, a young man playing his alto saxophone. A seasoned pianist, a wonderful piano player by the name of Tommy Flanagan. Mingus, of course, on bass. And incredible as it seems, and beautifully playing here, is Basie's longtime drummer, Joe Jones. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jimmy Nepper and his trombone in Charlie Mingus's sextet of November 1960 for Candid Records. Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Nepper, trombone, Eric Dolphy, alto saxophone, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Mingus, bass, and Joe Jones, just amazing there. And I guess it shouldn't be, but it is. The wonderful things he does as a drummer to think about the others and doing so much for them there. Jimmy Nepper with Charlie Mingus, November 1960, Candid Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. In the last segment devoted to Jimmy Nepper, his own sextet, 1984 for Soul Note, and some interesting things. He did the arranging as well as playing the trombone. And he chose to have John Eckert on trumpet, John Clark on French horn, himself on trombone, Roland Hanna at the piano, George Mraz on bass, and Billy Hart on the drums. And Nepper shows through his records throughout his career that he has a particular fondness for Jerome Kern. And here are two by Jerome Kern. trombonist Jimmy Nepper's sextet from early 1984 on Soul Note Records. His arrangements of two Jerome Kern compositions, I Dream Too Much, which came from a film of the same name, and if I remember, it was introduced by Lily Pond sometime in the mid-30s, and Bojangles of Harlem, which Kern wrote with Dorothy Fields, and Fred Astaire introduced it in the movie Swing Time. Jimmy Nepper's sextet, John Eckert playing trumpet, John Clark playing French horn, Nepper on trombone, Roland Hanna playing the piano, George Mraz bass, and Billy Hart on the drums. Jimmy Nepper, 1984, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... And I'd like to take a moment now to talk about an important issue, and that is a help for Buddy Catlett, Seattle artist, Seattle bass player, clarinetist, and alto saxophonist, who is 75 and needs some heart work, which is kind of interesting to me because I know Buddy well, and he has the biggest heart of anybody I know. And there is a fund... drive, a fundraiser at, on the 14th of this month, all right, 25th, excuse me, on the, wait, where am I? Yeah, right, the 14th, I want to get the right date for you, Sunday the 14th, a week from today, at the Pampas Room under the El Gaucho restaurant at 90 Wall Street in Belltown. A gathering from 5 until 11 p.m. next Sunday. Now, there will be musicians there who will be contributing in their time, and I hope their pocketbook, and I hope you go there. He is important to us, to many musicians in Seattle who got some help from him when they needed it, and he needs it now. Buddy played with Count Basie's band, Louis Armstrong's band, was in Quincy Jones' wonderful orchestra that toured Europe in the early 60s. And he's lived in Seattle, and he plays around the town, and he's had some trouble with the valve in his heart. And so next Sunday at the Pampas Room from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., be there. Take your checkbook. My way of putting it, I think the real measure of us, that is human beings, is if we help each other. Think about that. Okay, Buddy Catlett, next week. I'll be on the air, but I'll mention it again then. The 14th, from 5 until 11 at the Pampas Room, 90 Wall Street in Belltown section of Seattle, Washington. Some help is needed there. From my friend and yours, Buddy Catlett. Now, let's go to 1937, Big Boy Knox playing the piano and singing for you.
I'm a worried man today. No matter how I do, sin like my whiskey won't drive me through. I just keep on drinking, trying to drive my blues away. That's all right, it'll be all right someday. I ain't gonna drink no more. I don't feel welcome nowhere I go, but I keep on drinking. Still I can't have my way. That's alright, it'll be alright someday. But I ain't nobody's fool. Don't stand no dogging. Broke your daddy's rule, but I keep on a-drinking. Trying to drive my blues away. That's all right. He'll be all right someday. Mom, I don't drink because I worry. I don't drink because I'm blue. I drink because I love you, baby. Trying to get along with you, it just keeps me drinking. Still, I can't have my way. That's all right. It'll be all right someday. That girl that I'm loving, her mouth's full of gold. Every time you smile, partner, my blood runs cold, but I keep on drinking. Trying to drive my blues away. That's all right. He'll be all right someday. Hey, she said, Daddy, I'm leaving. I believe I'll go back home. Sometime I worry about her. My blood run warm, but I keep on a-drinking. Still I can't have my way. That's all right. It'll be all right someday.
Why I called you in.
make you happy when you meet all your friends.
For Victor Records in 1937, Big Boy Knox for Victor Records, as I said. Piano and vocal, Poor Man Blues and Poor Man and Blue Man Blues, both by him, Big Boy Knox, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from Big Boy Knox. Now let's go to Baden Baden, 1953, for tenor saxophonist Hans Kohler, Albert Mangelsdorf on trombone, Jutta Hipp on piano, Shorty Roeder on string bass, and on the drums, Carl Sonner. Thank you. There. And that was from 1953 in Baden-Baden, Hans Kohler and his tenor saxophone, with Albert Mangelsdorf on trombone, Jutta Hipp at the piano, Shorty Raider string bass, and Carl Sonner playing the drums. What did they play? Let's see. The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern, Under the Linden by Kohler, and All the Things You Are by Jerome Kern. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons and going through the alphabet in the K's. Here is Lee Konitz, his alto, with the Lenny Tristano Sextet of 1949. Thank you. Lee Konitz playing in the Lenny Tristano Sextet, March 1949 for Capitol Records. Two compositions by Tristano, Cross Current and Wow. Tristano piano, Warren Marsh tenor, Konitz alto, Billy Bauer guitar, Arnold Fishkin bass, and Harold Granowski playing the drums. In 1950, April of that year for New Jazz, Lee Konitz and Billy Bauer did a duet on a composition by Konitz called Rebecca. And Billy Bauer, 1950 for New Jazz Records, and a composition by Konitz, Rebecca. In 1953, Konitz was living in L.A. and a member of Stan Kenton's orchestra, and was asked by Jerry Mulligan to join his quartet for a recording to make it a quintet. Chet Baker trumpet, Konitz alto, Mulligan on baritone saxophone, Carson Smith bass, and Larry Bunker on the drums. The Lee Konitz and his alto saxophone joining Jerry Mulligan Quartet in Los Angeles, 1953, for Pacific Jazz Records. These Foolish Things and Broadway. Chet Baker, trumpet, Konitz alto, Mulligan, baritone saxophone, Carson Smith, bass, and Larry Bunker on the drums. As I said, Konitz was already a member of the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1953 for Capitol Records. I brought along these two. There's a Small Hotel written by Richard Rodgers. The soloists are Konitz on alto, Sal Salvador on guitar, Kenton piano. And a feature for Konitz on Roger Ramirez's Lover Man, both arranged for Kenton's orchestra by Bill Russo.
Thank you.
Konitz is alto saxophone in Stan Kenton's orchestra, 1953 in Los Angeles. There's A Small Hotel by Richard Rodgers and Loverman by Roger Ramirez. And also solos by Sal Salvador guitar and Stan Kenton on the piano. Arrangements by Bill Russo. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. In 1955, Atlantic Records gave Lee Konitz a contract, and he put together a band, choosing from the old Tristano days, his good friend Warren Marsh, to play tenor saxophone. He called in Saul Mosca to play piano, Billy Bauer again to play guitar, the great Oscar Pettiford to play bass, and the equally great Kenny Clark on drums. Thank you. Lee Konant's Sextet of 1955 for Atlantic Records, with Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone, Saul Mosca on piano, Billy Bauer guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. We heard Topsy, written by Eddie Durham and Edgar Battle, a bassy favorite. There Will Never Be Another You by Harry Warren, I Can't Get Started by Vernon Duke, and Donna Lee, based on the James F. Hanley composition Back Home Again in Indiana, and The Line, put together by Charles Parker and Miles Davis. Lee Konant's right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now from Lee Konant's, we go to bassist Teddy Kotick. K-O-T-I-C-K. Let's go to Storyville Club, George Wein's place in Boston. 1951, October. What were you doing in October of 1951? For Roost Records, Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, Al Haig piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Teddy Kotick bass, and Tiny Khan on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Teddy Kotick on the bass in the Stan Getz Quintet at the Storyville Club in Boston, October 1951 for Roost Records. Stan Getz on tenor, Al Haig piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Kotick on bass, and Tiny Khan playing the drums. Pennies from Heaven by Arthur Johnston, and Budo, also known as Hallucination, excuse me, by Bud Powell. Pardon me again. Teddy Kotick with the Stan Getz Quintet. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from Teddy Kotick now with his bass in 1956 in September of that year for Riverside Records, with Bill Evans on piano and Paul Motian on the drums. Bill Evans Trio with Teddy Kotick playing the bass, Evans piano, and Paul Modian on drums, 1956 September for Riverside Records. I Love You, Cole Porter, 5 by Bill Evans, and Easy Living by Ralph Ranger. September of 1956 was a good time for Teddy Kotick because, for Atlantic Records, he was a member of the George Wallington Trio, meaning Wallington on piano, Kotick bass, and Nick Stavulis playing the drums.
Thank you.
Eddie Kotek on bass as part of the George Wallington Trio of September 1956, recorded by Atlantic Records. Wallington piano, Kotek on bass, and Nicholas Stabulus playing the drums. Will You Still Be Mine? Matt Dennis wrote that. In Sentimental Mood, Ellington. One Night of Love, Victor Schertzinger. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Mm-hmm.